Well, as we've been tracking a very important union push playing out in Buffalo, New York, in what has been a busy year for union battles, this one taking place, though, at Starbucks, the three stores up there in that area, and one actually voting to form a union for its workers there in that location, and some other votes still outstanding in regards to whether or not those other stores will follow, and of course, stores around the country now looking at this vote as maybe one that will be one that leads to others. And for more on that, I want to bring on Gianna Reeve, a Starbucks shift supervisor up there in the Buffalo, New York area, alongside Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero, who's been tracking this story for us. And Gianna, first of all, I just want to thank you for taking the time here to chat with us. Obviously, huge implications for both the company and all Starbucks workers here. I guess talk to me about how these votes shaped up and really, I guess, what was the core issue for maybe the push to unionize here?
I just want to say first, thank you so much for having me on. It's incredible to have a platform like this to speak, especially after such a major win for our locations here in Buffalo. I think one of the main things that pushed Buffalo workers towards forming a union within Starbucks is the fact that we do not have a voice in the company like Starbucks says that we do. They call us partners instead of employees, and they put out a public focus on having good benefits and good opportunities for their workers. But time and time again, they come short, or they become comfortable being sort of an industry standard for service work. Meanwhile, you have your workers, the people that are making the money that keeps the stores running, that keeps the stores thriving, suffering and not able to access benefits that they need.
And Gianna, this is Danny. I just wanted to follow up. You're from the Camp Road store, which had about, they had 12 that were against it, and then 8 in favor. Obviously, there were, from my notes, that they were, 2 ballots were challenged and one was deemed ineligible. Another one was invalid. So what is your response in regards to all of that?
It's interesting for Camp Road because the numbers, of course, don't look fantastic on paper, but we have partners, employees rather, excuse me, in our election where their voices weren't heard. We're expecting, due to kind of the peculiar situation around Camp Road, some sort of action to be taken. I don't accept that as the full number. At the end of the day, it being 12-8, just because I know that there are people in my location that did not get their ballots counted. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, honestly, if Camp Road chooses to organize or not, because the battle was getting from 0 organized Starbucks locations to 1 Starbucks location that's organized. And now we have 2. So that just the implications are incredible for what it means for the rest of the service industry and for the rest of the Starbucks locations across the country.
I mean, let's talk about the implications, Gianna, because yes, you're talking about potentially 2 here, but there's roughly 9,000 company-owned stores for Starbucks. Have you gotten outreach from employees at other stores? You know, have there been conversations there about potential organization? I mean, what kind of ripple effects do you think we'll see?
The ripple effects have already been incredible. Even before we won and declared victory yesterday, a store in Arizona called Power Baseline began their petition to organize. So we're already seeing the ripple effects form. Once people in service jobs realize that the underdog in this sense, being the workers, can win against all odds, against all union busting efforts and techniques, that you can still be able to give yourself a voice in your workplace. It's an act of inspiring one another that I don't think has been prominent in a long time. But right now we're just seeing a surge of it.
And Gianna, back to the third cafe store, which obviously needs to be resolved because there's been votes that are being challenged. What was interesting during that vote count was the fact that six votes were challenged by the union by saying that six employees no longer work there. What is your take on that? Can you give us the bigger picture of what's really going on in that sense?
Yeah, of course. So the problem at Genesee Street has been, since we've seen the voter list, that Starbucks chose to close down another one of their locations and allow partners from that store to work at Genesee Street for around 2 weeks. And that made Starbucks declare them eligible to vote in an election for a store that wasn't theirs, frankly. They, at the end of the day, they do not work at that location, and they're not Genesee Street workers. They're Niagara Falls Boulevard workers. We've always kind of theorized that this was a union busting tactic from Starbucks to kind of stuff the ballots. So if it did come down to it, even though now with the union, we are declaring victory at Genesee Street, we have the hurdle still of having to go through those challenges and say that we're having contested votes.
Yeah, and lastly here too, I mean, you talk about how important it is going from zero to one and what we're seeing now after this one store voted to unionize here. You know, it's something that the company itself has kind of noted as a risk in terms of maybe labor costs could go up if more stores follow. Obviously, a good thing for the workers, maybe not so good for Starbucks itself. When you talk about maybe what happens there, though, it could spark a movement beyond just Starbucks. And what you're talking about, labor unions and labor groups waking up to the fact that, oh, right now we might actually have more power than we ever did here. But also maybe surprising for people to look at a company like Starbucks and say, I thought the benefits there were actually pretty good. They do call their employees partner. They actually treat them pretty good. So, I mean, from the outside looking in, what was it maybe that you wanted to see improved, and why is it maybe not the case?
So many questions. Okay, so where do I begin with that? A lot of the times when I have people ask me something similar along the lines of, why do you want to organize Starbucks? I thought Starbucks was kind of the best in the game, so to speak. I thought it was too, and in a way, it can be. More often than not, we have benefits such as ASU and healthcare, but you have problems that come up when the workers that are supposed to be eligible and are eligible for healthcare, so to speak, are still able to take federal benefits and be able to live better off of Medicaid. So instances like that are when workers and partners need to be able to have their voice heard. There's no more time for an empty seat at the table. We have proven that here in Buffalo, and we're proving that across the country. And not just in Starbucks, service workers across the country, we have seen the surge already. And I hope that this serves as an inspiration and that anybody that is in a service job will reach out to us at Starbucks Workers United to find support and find advice if they think that their store wants to be represented.
Well, it's history made regardless here of what happens. But congratulations on the push there. I appreciate you coming on here to explain it all to us and keeping us posted on it. Gianna Reeves, Starbucks shift supervisor there in Buffalo, New York, alongside Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero joining us on that.